This is the audio description pre-show information package for Five Slices of Another Life at Bats Theatre from the 21st to the 24th of September. There will be an audio described performance on Saturday, the 23rd of September at 7 p.m. with a touch tour on Saturday as well on the 23rd at 6:30 p.m. before the 7 p.m. show. Everyone is welcome to the touch tour, whether sighted or not. Kia ora. My name is Samina Zahra, and it will be my voice you hear throughout the show Five Slices of Another Life, because I am the audio describer for this show. I thought it might be useful for you to have some information about the theatre, the set, and the performers before you get to the show, and to add to the touch tour on Saturday, the 23rd of September. When you enter the theatre, you will walk through the middle of the seating block up to where the staging area begins. To take a seat, you will have to turn to your left or to your right, and then turn in the same direction again to face the seating, which is in raised tiers and which you will need to climb steps to access. There will be space to your right for wheelchairs and also seats without arms if that is a more comfortable option for you. You may sit where you please, since there are no allocated seat numbers for this show. The set is made up of the black box of the theatre space. In the middle of the back wall is an opening from where the actors will make their entrances and exits. When we first come in, the stage is set with two small bookcases made of four cubes, painted in all sorts of bright colours, blue and yellow and green and red, one on each side of the stage. There are also two small wooden chairs and a low red stool. All this furniture will serve to become tables, chairs, a counter, and set various other scenarios in the different scenes that make up the show. The show is made up of five separate plays, the Five Slices, and it runs in two halves with an interval in between. The beginning and end of each separate play is signalled by the same music, so we know when one play ends and the next is about to start. Four of the plays are performed in full, but one of the plays, called Six Beats, is divided into its separate scenes, and each scene is played in between the other plays, like a kind of palate cleanser. The whole show starts and ends with one of the scenes from Six Beats. Of all the plays, this is the one that is most abstract and absurd, and so it lends itself well to being split up and separated in this way. So, we will start with a scene from Six Beats, featuring a lonely kettle. Next, the set transforms into a stairwell for the full play, Escape from the 10th Floor. Then we go back to Six Beats, Scene 2 and Scene 3. Next comes the play Lessons Learned from Hannibal Lecter, set in a small town somewhere in New Zealand. After this is the interval. You will have 15 minutes to get a drink, have a comfort break, or just stay in your seat and relax until the second half of the show. We will start the second half with the next scene from Six Beats, Scene 4. Then the play Prophets, Inc. This title is a play on words so that it sounds like prophets, as in making money, but it's spelt prophets, as in carriers of the word of God. But which God? Next, we have another scene from Six Beats, Scene 5. Then, we'll visit a cozy cafe for the full final play of the evening, Interruptible. The last scene from Six Beats, and the show ends. Throughout the show, there will be projections on the back wall of the theatre to indicate locations or moods or writing that informs us of something. I will let you know what these projections are and what they signify. There are only seven actors in the whole show, and they play all the characters. The designer has chosen to style the actors neutrally, all of them wearing a combination of greys and greens, casual and stylish trousers and tops. This allows them to take on different characters quite quickly and easily by throwing on a scarf, perhaps, or holding a handbag. The actors in the scenes from Six Beats always wear beanies to differentiate them from all the other actors in all the other plays. All the actors in this show are members of the deaf, disabled and neurodiverse community. They will have their mobility aids with them on stage, and any adjustments that need to be made during the show will take place. I'll let you know if this is happening. Otherwise, I will only mention a mobility aid or any other adjustment if it is pertinent to the character or the story. The show runs for 1 hour and 45 minutes including a 15-minute interval. The credits for this show are as follows. The plays and their writers, in order of appearance of the play, Six Beats by Hamish Boyle, Escape from the Tenth Floor by Henrietta Bollinger, Lessons Learned from Hannibal Lecter by Angela Pope, Profit Inc. by Steph Green, Interruptible by Helen Vivian Fletcher. The performers are Henrietta Bollinger, they them, Dane Isherwood, he him, Hamish Boyle, he him, Hilary Norris, she her, Susan Williams, they them, Helen Vivian Fletcher, she her, and Sean Swain, they he. The producers are Helen Vivian Fletcher and Joe Marsh. The director is also Joe Marsh. Production and stage manager, Laniette Swan. Assistant stage manager, Wesley Hollis. Designer, Jules Daniel. Lighting design, Joe Marsh. Deaf consultant, Teresa Cooper. NZSL is by Angela Murray and Byron Gibbons. The blind consultant is Susan Williams. Audio description, Samina Zehra. Graphic design, Hamish Boyle. Photographer, Scott Maxim. During the show, if you have any issues with the audio description equipment, please raise your hand and a well-being wing person will come over and help you out. The AD receivers have a headphone jack and come with a small round earpiece which can go on either ear. You may prefer to bring your own headphones. If you have trouble hearing the AD due to background noise, try cupping one hand over the ear with the earpiece. Enjoy the show. We welcome feedback about this show from your point of view. Let us know what worked and let us know where we could have done better. Access is an ongoing process, and when we know better, we can do better. Kia ora.